Tensions between Russia and the major Western powers have intensified dramatically in recent months, leading to concerns that the world may enter a new Cold War. This podcast considers the West's response as Russia, under President Putin, continues to adopt a defiant stance on the world stage. Anders Fogh Rasmussen, Secretary General of NATO from 2009 to 2014, assesses Russia's relationship with the West and its regional influence. Robert Gates, US Secretary of Defense under Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama, considers Russian interventionism and the dangerous decline in US-Russia relations. And Jack Straw, UK Foreign Secretary between 2001 and 2006, analyzes Russia's strategic place in Europe in light of Brexit. First, Anders Fogh Rasmussen on the West's strategy towards Russia.
You do have Russia as what I would call a geopolitical spoiler, exercising coercion, very much the Soviet style. So that's why there are also some similarities between the current situation and the Cold War. I have even been asked if we were a bit naive to try to include Russia in our Euro-Atlantic security architecture. Because the fact is that we have done a lot to reach out to Russia. I can tell you, back in 1997, we adopted a joint NATO-Russia document called the Founding Act. And in 2002, we established something very special, namely a NATO-Russia Council, to act as a framework for consultation and joint decisions. So I think we have done what we could to include Russia in a constructive partnership. I have met President Putin on several occasions and concluded that the best approach to the Kremlin is to demonstrate unity and cohesion within the Western Bloc and maintain a firm stance, because that is the language that is best understood in the Kremlin. There might be some side motives, but of course the primary goal of the Russian engagement in Syria is to save the Assad regime. That has complicated the whole situation, because you cannot fight Islamic State and at the same time save the Assad regime. The Assad regime is not a bulwark against Islamic State. On the contrary, the brutality of the Assad regime fuels the recruitment of fighters for Islamic State. After witnessing the Russian aggression against Ukraine, it is a wake-up call, a reminder that we cannot take security and stability in Europe for granted. And there is a clear risk that Russia might proceed to other fronts, including the Baltic states, because the Putin doctrine states that Russia preserves the right to intervene in other countries to protect what they consider the interests of Russian-speaking communities. And that's, of course, a matter of concern, in particular in Estonia and Latvia.
Robert Gates, US Secretary of Defense from 2006 to 2011, considers the current state of relations between Washington and Moscow.
When I introduced Rex Tillerson for his confirmation hearing in the Senate several months ago, I said that the biggest challenge that I thought the administration faced was how to push back against Russia's interventionism, not just in elections in the United States and in the UK and France and elsewhere, not to mention in Crimea and in Ukraine, and sort of general thuggery, if you will, but also how to, at the same time, figure out a way to get control of what I believe is a dangerous downward spiral in the relationship between the two countries. And clearly, we have not made much progress on either side in Moscow or in Washington at figuring out how to strike a balance between those two in terms of how Putin looks at the world. He has had two primary objectives, it seems to me, from at least 2006 on. One is to restore Russia to its place as a major power, whose interests and views have to be taken into account in in every international situation, and in some, like Syria, they'll not only be at the table, but perhaps in the chair. And the second is a strategy as old as the Russian Empire itself, and that is to create a buffer of either frozen conflicts or friendly states on the periphery of Russia. And thus the invasion of Georgia in 2008, the seizure of Crimea, the intervention in eastern Ukraine, the situation in Moldova and Belarus and Transnistria, pressures on the Baltic states, and so on. But I think in the last year or two, this has taken an even darker turn. And that is Putin's now cultivating this sense of nationalism in Russia that we don't want to be a part of the West. We are different from the West. We are better than the West. The West is decadent. We in Russia have a different mission in history.
The U.S. sanctions imposed on Russia and its annexation of Crimea are also assessed by Gates.
To figure out how do we move forward and try and diminish the tensions with Russia. And I will be honest with you all, I believe the Congress's decision to not only impose the sanctions on Russia, but require that the president come back to Congress to lift those sanctions was a really bad mistake. Because the idea of Congress ever lifting those sanctions or easing them without the Russians leaving Crimea is very difficult to imagine. And the result of that is that the president's hands are really tied in terms of the tools available to him to incentivize the Russians to change their behavior and to try and figure out how to minimize the dangers in this relationship. What has happened with Crimea is that Putin has essentially done what Saddam Hussein has done, but under circumstances where it was difficult, if not nearly impossible, for the West to intervene and reverse the situation. So what you have seen is an instance post-Cold War of one country unilaterally changing the borders in Europe and no one being able to do anything about it. So I think it's a very serious precedent that has been set.
Jack Straw, who served as UK Foreign Secretary for 5 years from 2001, discusses how Brexit increases Russia's influence in Europe.
One person who was kind of willing Brexit was President Putin, because he's hoping to break up the consensus within the European Union against Russia, which has kept the sanctions there. Mm-hmm. Britain has been pretty hawkish on this. Well, if Britain is outside the Foreign Policy Council decision-making process, obviously Britain's hawkishness will no longer offset those like Italy, Austria, many other countries, which want to say, well, let's just recognise the reality of Crimea and try and sort out the Ukraine over time. I mean, I think that Brexit, in terms of a very crude balance of power, increases Russian influence within the European Union indirectly.